சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 2 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 33. அத சேத்வமிமம் தர்ம்யம் சங்க்ராமம் ந கரிஷ்யசி தத ஸ்வதர்மம் கீர்த்திஞ்ச ஹித்வா பாபமவாப்ஸ்யசி. We are seeing the second topic that Lord Krishna encouraging Arjuna to fight in this battlefield by giving many reasons. Among those reasons we saw one reason, that is from philosophical angle. If you look at the war, you need not worry about their death, Bhishma and Drona. From philosophical angle, if you see, there is no death at all. Atma is eternal. Therefore, Arjuna, Atma Drishtya, if you think, nobody is going to die. Atma is eternal, Bhishma is eternal, Drona is eternal. Therefore, you have to fight in this battlefield. Having given this reason, Adhyatmika Drishti, then Lord Krishna gave next suppositional argument. Even the Jivatma dies, suppose, you think, whatever is born has to die in this creation. Whatever is born has to go away. Therefore, you have no control over that which is born has to perish. Therefore, why you have to grieve? The second reason. You need not grieve from that angle also. That is called Abhyupetya Vada or suppositional argument. That is the second reason he has given in the 27th 28th and 29th, 26th onwards, second reason. This is called a supportive argument. Then third reason Lord Krishna gave us, from the Swadharma standpoint, a relative standpoint, ethical standpoint, if you see also, you have to fight. Because it is your swadharmam. That is given in that shloka number 31. Navikampitum arhati. Because this is dharma yuddham. Dharma yuddha leads to shreyas. Dharmyadhi yuddha shreyat anyaha na asti. It gives moksha anartha. For human, not for brahmana. Kshatriyasya chana, for a kshatriya. And fourth reason he gave us in the 32nd shloka, yadrichaya upapannam. This battle, if you fight, the gateways of heaven are opened for you. This is the fourth reason. So you will get swargam. Swargadvaram apavritam. Who will get? Sukhinaha kshatriyaha only. Only fortunate kshatriyas get this type of yuddham. That too by chance it has come. Yadrichaya upapannam. Idrisham yuddham labhante. They get this type of war by chance. Very fortunate kshatriya rajas only they get. You got that You got that chance, opportunity, you are fortunate, Arjuna. Therefore, fight. Still, Arjuna is not changing his mind, you know. Then he gives a fifth reason in this 33rd shloka, that's which we are seeing in the last class. Suppose if you think by fighting in this battlefield, you may think I may get papam. He said already in the first chapter itself, how can I do this ghora karma? I will get definitely papam. Krishna says, never. You will not get papam, you will not incur sin. If you won't do only, you will get papam. Akarane pratyavaya papam. Not performing what has to be done. If you won't perform, you will get papam. Relinquishing your own duty, that which has to be done, that gives papam. This is called omission papam. By avoidance of your own duty, you get papam. Not by doing, by avoiding, you are getting papam. Now, onnume pannaliye edhukku papam varuvana. Now, onnume pannalena, pannada irukkadhukku dhaan papam enna. Because you have not done the righteous war, therefore you will get papam. So, adhachet imam dharmyam, dharmyam anna, dharmat anapetam dharmyam, that which is prescribed in the shastra, in keeping with shastra, in keeping with dharma, anartham. So they say, dharmo vishvasya jagatah pratishtha. This entire universe is sustained by dharma. Dharmo vishvasya jagatah pratishtha. Loke dharmishtam praja upasarpanti. Loke, in this world, people follow a dharmic person. Praja upasarpanti, dharmena papam apanudati. Because of dharma alone and dharmic lifestyle alone, papa will go away. Dharmoe sarvam pratishthitam. Therefore, everything is abiding in dharma. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. Once you protect dharma, dharma will protect you. Dharme sarvam pratishthitam. Tasmat dharmam paramam vadanti. Therefore, people say dharma is supreme. After dharma only everything. First for me, dharma, following values. We saw dharma means values, attitudes, religious duties. When we saw the last class only, dharma means religious duties are also called dharma. Religious duties are also called dharma. Values are also called dharma. Satyam vada, dharmam chara, swadhyayam ma pramadaha. Doing swadhyaya is your dharma, rishi yajnam. And values, attitude also, your attitude towards the society, to people, to this cosmos, that also comes under dharma. So your chintanam also must be dharmic. Your attitude towards people, towards things also must be dharmic. So if you are a dharmic person, therefore Rama is known as dharma vigrahman chulva. Ramo vigrahavan dharmaha. Dharmam vere, Ramar vere illa. Dharmam enge irukana? Adho Raman par, angida irukka dharmam ani solluva. Where is dharma? Dharma is not there separately. Dharma is in the person. Dharma cannot exist separately. Dharma is always in dharmi. Dharma is always in dharmi, in the person. So you have to understand in such a way, dharma means you can know through a person. You can get the smell of a flower through the flower. Fragrance cannot exist independently. Fragrance always exists with one object or other. Like that, dharma also cannot exist separately. It exists along with the person. Therefore, Arjuna, may you fight in this battlefield from the standpoint of dharma also, if you see, it is your swadharmam, otherwise you incur sin. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now the next reason, sixth reason Lord Krishna is going to give, the, from the practical angle, we'll read that shloka.
Akirtin chapi bhutani kathayishyanti tevyayam sambhavitasya chakirtihi maranadatirichyate.
So tatvika drishti first one, dharmika drishti second one, now laukika drishti is giving practical angle. Three angles, different reasons. Okay, from three angles putting different reasons, six reasons or seven reasons he is giving. Now dharmika drishti over, the laukika drishti, pragmatic angle, practical angle. If you see from practical angle also, Arjuna, you have to fight. Samanya dharma is ahimsa. Non-violence you have to follow, that is samanya dharma. It is called general dharma, universal value, general value is called samanya dharma. In Sanskrit it is known as utsargaha, utsargaha. Samanya dharma is called utsargaha. Every samanya dharma has got an exception. Every samanya dharma has got an exception. Exception is known as apavada. Apavada. Exception. What is that exception? This is a very, very important rule in our life also. Many times we do not know which value we have to follow, when, up to what extent. This is called dharma sambandha ajnanam. Naturally, 99.999% of people, most of the age, you know, they spend whole life in the ajnanam. In the ajnanam, dharma sambandhaman ajnanam. Yadi dharmam, yadi adharmam. Adi puriya matingirathu swamini, adiye puriyale anna. நான் இது தர்மம்னு நினைச்சேன், நான் அதர்மம்னு சொல்கிறேன், இது அதர்மம்னு பண்ணாமல் இருந்தேன், அது தர்மம்னு சொல்கிறேன், அப்புறம் இது என்ன என்ன? வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு நோ. சாமானிய தர்மா கால் உசர்கா, சர்டன் டைமிங்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு, யூ ஆர் எலிஜிபிள் டு அவாய்ட் இட், தட் இஸ் கால் அபவாத. யூ கேன் violate that. Apavada means violation of a general rule is called apavada, exception. I gave one example, doctor example. Do you remember? Doctor removes any limb of the body because of any ailment. Because of some accident, that person, limb has to be removed. Doctor also using the same weapons, no? That knife accidentally is using and removing one part of the body, one organ of the body. What we say? Bhagavan Vande, that law, God, doctor is God, no? And giving money also. Giving money. Actually, physically, if you see what he did, removing the one organ of the body, it comes under himsa, really speaking. But it is doesn't come under himsa. We never look at it as himsa. He is permitted. There, samanya dharma will not work, not necessary. Really speaking, he has to violate the samanya dharma there. doctor has to violate samanya dharma. Otherwise, if he says, this is samanya dharma, I have to follow ahimsa, therefore I should not do any operation, anna. Everybody go. He do not know that dharma shastra anartha. Clear? So, doctor is permitted means what? Exception. Another example, often Paramarthananda Swamiji gives, a well-known example, familiar example. When we are going in the traffic, you know, signal comes, red signal. You have to stop. That's the ambulance vandudom. Kudumi vich mele, or kudumi irukum, red kudumi, chuthinde irukum mele. That ambulance comes. That policeman should not say, general rule, red signal, you should not go now. Every one of us knows, policeman knows, ambulance person knows, this red signal is not permitted. Ambulance can go on, permitted, but you are not permitted. Now, pinnade ambulance pinnade pore anna, policeman will catch you. Only ambulance van is permitted to go on. Why anna? Utsarga has got apavada. General rule is red signal, you have to stop. But occasionally when it is required, that general rule can be violated. Can you say, you ask that ambulance man why you are going when there is red signal? Nam enna pannom, we will give vali. Ellarum enna pannom, vali kudupom. We give place to that person to go first. A simple example, you see. So every general rule has got an exception, Arjuna. Don't think fighting in the battlefield comes under himsani. Don't think here is an exception. This battle is an exception. It doesn't come under himsa. Therefore, it will not give papam. Now, what is pragmatic angle? Laukika drishti. Akirtinchapi bhutani kathayishyanti. Laukika drishti, if you see, te avyayam kirtihi kathayishyanti. Na akirtihan. Suppose you violate your swadharma, you run away from the battlefield, you will get ill fame. Akirtihi. You will get ill fame, and that ill fame you get, and lifelong they will talk about that ill fame. Akirti enna ill fame, apakirti, infamy in artham. Bhutani kathayishyanti, people talk about you, story, history book lo unga story da irukum. Enna na Arjuna is a great warrior, ran away from the battlefield, and avadi irukum. Not only that, in the front page paper lo unna photo potti front page la irukum. So people all go on talking, and in the villages you see and or maram irukum and marathikilla or enna id irukum, they all sit and go on talking what is happening where and news. You are the first person, first news for them, anna. Akirti, anna. They talk about your akirti, ill fame, tarnish your name and fame, and artham. Whatever name and fame you have acquired until now, avyayam akirtim, permanently, not that infamy will never go away. It will stay as long as the srishti is there. Till today we are studying about Kamsa, Ravana. Can Ravana history can be changed? Ravana is so good, and it will come. Achandra Tarakam, as long as sun, moon are there, Ravana history is like that only. Kamsa history, what we know, who want to kill his own sister. Because of that apratishta, infamy, he stopped killing his own sister. But he killed so many children, no? His own sister's children. Till today we remember. One day suddenly Kamsa's story will change. Is a good man, permanent infamy, anna adida. You once you get bad name, it will not go away. అర్జున అవ్యయాం అకీర్తిం. దట్ టు ఫర్ ఏ ఆర్డినరీ పర్సన్ అన్న లోకల్ నోబడి నోస్ అన్న పర్వాలే, యు ఆర్ వెరీ పాపులర్ వన్, యు ఆర్ వెల్ నోన్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ ద సొసైటీ, ఎవ్రీబడి నోస్ అర్జున ధనంజయ అన్న, ఎవ్రీ వన్ నోస్ అబౌట్ యువర్ గ్రేట్నెస్. టు సచ్ ఏ పర్సన్ ఇల్ ఫెమి ఈజ్ మోర్ టెరిబుల్ మిజరబుల్ నో ఫర్ దట్ పర్సన్ సంభావితస్య. ఫర్ ఏ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ఆనర్డ్, హూ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఆనర్డ్ అంటిల్ టుడే అన్నర్ మెనీ ప్లేసెస్. అర్జున గాట్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ గిన్నీస్ బుక్ రికార్డ్ దా ఎల్లా గిన్నీస్ బుక్ రికార్డ్లోకి పోయడం అర్జునస్ అచీవ్మెంట్స్. సో సచ్ యూ సడన్లీ ఇఫ్ యూ గెట్ దిస్ అపకీర్తి అకీర్తి దట్ పర్మనెంట్ అపకీర్తి కమ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్బేరబుల్ టు సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్, అన్బేరబుల్. హౌ మచ్ న మరణాత్ అతిరిచ్యతి, ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్బేరబుల్ దాన్ డెత్ న మరణాత్ న దాన్ డెత్. అతిరిచ్యతే మీన్స్ ఇట్ సర్పాసెస్, ఇట్ గోస్ యువర్ ఇన్ఫెమి గోస్ మోర్ హయ్యర్ దాన్ ద డెత్ పెయిన్. మరణాత్ అతిరిచ్యతే న దాన్ డెత్ దిస్ ఇన్ఫెమి ఈజ్ మోర్ మిజరబుల్ అన్నారు. ఫర్ సచ్ ఏ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఆనర్డ్ ఫర్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్ దిస్ పర్మనెంట్ ఇన్ఫెమి విల్ అట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ టు యూ కథయిష్యంతి భూతాని మీన్స్ హియర్ నాట్ పంచభూతాస్ భూతాని మీన్స్ పీపుల్ అర్థం. పీపుల్ దే విల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ యువర్ అపకీర్తి అన్నారు. దేర్ఫోర్ దే సే మానం ఏవాభిరక్షంతు ప్రాణం వాపి అన్నారు పరిత్యజ్య. దర్ ఇస్ అ నైస్ శ్లోక, ప్రాణవాపి పరిత్యజ్య మానహాతు అభిరక్షంతు అన్నారు. నీ గౌరవం మానవ అభిమానం గౌరవం సెల్ఫ్ ఎస్టీమ్ సెల్ఫ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్. ఫర్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ యు మస్ట్ బి రెడీ టు గివ్ ఈవెన్ ప్రాణస్. వై ఎన్ దట్ శ్లోక సేస్ మానంతు ఆచంద్ర తారకం అనిత్యో భవతి ప్రాణ, అనిత్యో భవతి ప్రాణ మానహాతు ఆచంద్ర తారకం. యువర్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫేమ్ ఆర్ ఆచంద్ర తారకం అన్న యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ ద మూన్ సన్ ఆర్ దేర్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ ద స్టార్స్ ఆర్ షైనింగ్ యువర్ ఫేమ్ ఆల్సో విల్ షైన్, యువర్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫేమ్ ఆల్సో విల్ షైన్. బట్ ప్రాణ ఈజ్ అనిత్యం, సో ఎట్ ది కాస్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫేమ్ యూ క్యాన్ గివ్ ఈవెన్ ప్రాణ ఆల్సో దే సే నో. దేర్ ఫార్ బెటర్ యూ ఈదర్ డూ ఆర్ డై ఇన్ డోంట్ రన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్. సో ఇదికి ఎందుకు ఇంత కథ ఎలా నమ్మకెన్నుకన్న, వై యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్టడీ ఇన్ అర్జున ఇరుందా ఎన్నా ఓడిపోనా నమ్మకెన్నా అన్న. యూ హ్యావ్ టు లెర్న్ వాట్ నెవర్ రన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ డ్యూటీస్ ఫ్యామిలీ డ్యూటీస్ వేర్ యు ఆర్ వాట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఇట్ నెవర్ షో యువర్ బ్యాక్ టు యువర్ డ్యూటీస్ దట్ విల్ నాట్ గివ్ ఎనీ బెనిఫిట్ టు యూ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ యూ విల్ స్పిరిచువల్లీ ఫాల్ విల్ నెవర్ గెట్ ముక్తి ఈవెన్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ లేటర్ సపోజ్ యూ గివ్ అప్ because of frustration I'm not able to withstand na suppose you give up later you have to suffer with guilt ayyo ippudu pannitane or guilt irukum then that guilt always will hurt you so and the guilt hurt vida ide better no come on continue unnar arjuna may you continue in this battlefield never run away even suppose if you run away I don't want to kill my people. I want all of them. I don't want kingdom, I am not interested in kingdom, these pleasures and all. You are very good in your attitude. Who knows your inner feeling? Tell me. Who knows your inner feeling? Manas vandi apratyaksham dane. Emotions, nobody knows. How they can calculate your inner feelings, right feelings and all. On the other hand, they will manipulate all those your good ideas in wrong way. Who? Karna, Duryodhana. What they say? He says,
Bhaya dranadu paratam. Mansyante tvam maharatham. Esham chetvam bahumataham. Bhutva yasya silaghavam.
From 34 onwards up to 36, it is only Laukika Drishti. Duryodhana and Karna, they will say tomorrow, if you run away from the battlefield, they will never say, out of compassion, out of love and affection, Arjuna went away from the battlefield. Do you think they talk like that? They never talk. You know, you want to get good name, but Duryodhana want to give a bad name. Duryodhana can never withstand if Arjuna gets good name. So, eppadi aad enakku oru ketta peru varanum Arjuna nikku. Enna solva? Bhayat ranat uparatam. Arjuna ran away from the battlefield out of fear. Out of fear. Such a valorous, a great warrior, Arjuna, run away from the battlefield out of fear. People talk about you like that. Therefore, there are people waiting to blame you, to criticize you somehow or other. Nobody knows your inner feelings. That's why we always struggle. That person is not understanding me. That person is not understanding me. How they can understand? How a person can understand your inner feelings? புரிஞ்சுக்க வேண்டாமோ அண்ணா, எப்படி புரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும்? இது என்ன, இந்த சினிமா ரீல் மாதிரி சிக்ஸ் ஸ்க்ரீனில் தெரியறதா மூவி மாதிரி? நம்ம ஏதாவது ஸ்க்ரீன் இருக்கோ என்ன? இந்த டாக்டர் ஹார்ட் பார்க்கறதுக்காக ஒரு இசிஜி மிஷின் வைப்பான். அந்த ஹார்ட் எப்படி ஃபங்க்ஷனிங்னு ஒரு இசிஜி மிஷின் இருக்கும். அந்த மாதிரி நம்ம கூட ஒரு மிஷின் வச்சுக்கணும். மனசு எப்படி இருக்கான்னு ஹஸ்பண்டுக்கு தெரியணும்னா அது சுவிட்ச் ஆன் பண்ண உடனே என்னோட மனசு. அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு மிஷினே கிடைக்கல இது வரைக்கும். ஏதாவது வந்தால் நன்னா இருக்கும் இல்லையா? நம்ம கொஞ்சம் நிம்மதியாக கூட இருக்கோம். ஏன்னா நம்ம மனசில் அது வந்து மல்லி கஷ்டம். வி ஆர் நாட் ஷூர் தட் ஆல்வேஸ் குட் தாட்ஸ் வில் கம். போச்சு அவ்வளோதான். ஸோ நம்ம மனசு புரிஞ்சுக்கலையே புரிஞ்சுக்கலன்னு சொல்கிறாமே தர புரிஞ்சுக்காமல் இருக்கிறது நல்லது. எப்படி யோசிச்சோம் இது மாதிரி பாருங்க. சரி, புரிஞ்சுக்கலே புரிஞ்சுக்கலன்னு நமக்கு இதெல்லாம் வி ஆல்சோ திங்க் பேட்லி அபவுட் அதர்ஸ், ராங்லி டவுட்டிங், ஆல் திஸ் கன்ஃபியூஷன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். குழப்பம் எல்லாம் இருக்கும். இந்த குழப்பம் எல்லாம் கூட தெரிஞ்சிட்டானே எப்படி இருக்கும்? இருக்கிற ரெஸ்பெக்டும் போயிடும். ஸோ பெட்டர் நாட் ஒன்றும். நமக்கு ஒரு மிஷனும் வேண்டாம், ஒரு மானிட்டரும் வேண்டாம். நம்மக்கிட்டயே இருக்கட்டும், புரிஞ்சால் புரிஞ்சுக்கிட்டோம், இல்லைன்னா போகட்டோம்னா அதுதான் பெட்டர். என்ன, ஸோ பகவான் நோஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். எதுக்கு சொல்ல வர என்ன, வை பகவான் கெப்ட் லைக் திஸ் என்ன? பகவான் நோஸ் வெரி வெரி சர்வஜ்ஞா. அவர் வந்து சர்வஜ்ஞா. தயானந்த சுவாமிஜி ஆல்வேஸ் சீஸ் ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள். சுவாமிஜி கிவ்ஸ் ஃபன்னி என்ன ஒரு ஜோக். பீப்புள் ஆல்வேஸ் தே திங்க் அபவுட் இப்படி நைஸ் ஃபேஸில் இப்படி பண்ணும்போது இந்த மூக்கு வந்து இப்படி கைக்கு தொடர்றது எதுக்காக? கோல்டு வந்த இது வந்தானே வெரி ரொம்ப ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கலாக இருக்கேன் இந்த நோஸு. இந்த நோஸ் வந்து இங்கே எங்கே அது பின்னாடி தலைமையில் கிக்கக்கூடாதோ அப்படி இவனுக்கு ஒரு ஜஸ்ட் தாட் கேம் ஒரு பர்சனுக்கு. இந்த மூக்கு எதுக்கு இங்கே மாத்திரம் வச்சுட்டார் பகவான், இங்கே எங்கேயோ தலைமையிலையோ பின்னாடி பக்கத்தில் வைக்கக்கூடாதான்னு ஹி ஹாஸ் காட் ஏ தாட். தென் சுவாமிஜி, சப்போஸ் பகவான் கீப் த நோஸ் ஆன் த டாப் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஹெட், what will happen? You want to eat anything before that, you see smell. காஃபி சப்போஸ் எனி திங் நல்ல காஃபி கூட நல்ல வாசனை நல்லா இருக்கும் இல்லையோ, பட் ஐ டோன்ட் ட்ரிங்க், வாசனை நல்லா இருக்கும். அது சில பேருக்கு குடிக்கும் போது முன்னே சாப்பிட முன்னாடி வாசனை பார்க்குறது பழக்கம். சப்போஸ் எனி லிக்விட் யூ வாண்ட் டு ட்ரிங்க் அண்ட் வாசனை பார்க்கணும், எங்கே வைக்கணும்? அது தலைமையில் வச்சுக்கணும் அந்த கப்பு. அப்படியே ஸ்நானம் தான் அபிஷேகம். பகவான் சேஸ் சி, பகவான் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி கேப் சுவாமிஜி சேஸ். அதனால் வேர் எவர் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், தே ஆர் இன் ரைட் பிளேஸ். ஸோ நெவர் ட்ரை டு அட்ஜஸ்ட் வாட் பகவான்ஸ் கிரியேஷன், டோன்ட் ட்ரை டு அட்ஜஸ்ட், நெவர் ஈவன் ஆர்கியூ ஆல்சோ. அண்ட் ஒன் லேடி ஆஸ்க் லைக் தட் ஓன்லி, பகவான் யூ கிவ் வாட் எவர் ஐ வாண்ட்னா, ஷீ இஸ் வெரி வெச் டிவோஷனல். அண்ட் பகவான் சேட் ஓகே, ஐ வில் கிவ் யூ வாட் எவர் யூ வாண்ட். I want a boy, I want to marry unmarried girl, I want a boy with curling hair, this much height, this much complexion, this much qualification, and everything intact. Okay, I given, he will come to you. And then he came, he has got married. Then she asked Bhagwan, why you give this person? And Bhagwan said, you only asked. இவருக்கு கொஞ்சம் கூட புத்தியே இல்லையே அண்ணா, புத்தி இல்லையே அண்ணா. யூ டிண்ட் ஆஸ்க் நோ தட் டே, யூ கிவ் எ பர்சன் வித் புத்தி, யூ டிண்ட் ஆஸ்க், தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ கிவ் வித்தவுட் புத்தி. அது மாதிரி பெட்டர் நாட் டு ஆஸ்க். சடன்லி வாட் வி ஹவ் டு ஆஸ்க் வி ஃபர்கெட். எல்லாம் கேட்டுட்டான், அவன் புத்தி கொடுக்கணும்னு கேட்கல, மறந்துட்டேன் இந்த அம்மா. என்ன பண்ணுறது என்ன? அது மாதிரி பெட்டர் நாட் டு ஆஸ்க் ஆல்சோ. அதர்வைஸ் பகவான் சேஸ் யூ ஒன்லி ஆஸ்க் லைக் தட், தட்ஸ் வை ஐ கேவ். அது மாதிரி பீப்புள் நெவர் நோ அவர் இன்னர் ஃபீலிங்ஸ், பெட்டர் நாட் டு நோ. அர்ஜுனா, யூ திங்க் ஃபார் தேர் சேக் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ரன் அவே, பட் தே நெவர் திங்க் லைக் தட். என்ன கொஞ்சம் லௌகிகம் வேண்டாமோ? சொல்கிறார் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா, பயாத் ரணாத் உபரதம். The great warriors also, Maharathaha Mansyamte, they will consider, even great warriors consider, Karna, Bhishma, Drona, all of them they consider, Mansyamte, Tvam, Bhayat Ranat Uparatam Iti, you have withdrawn from the war out of fear. They all consider, Uparata means withdrawn. From where? Ranat. From battlefield, from the war. Apadane panchami. Ranat, bhayat. Bhayat, ranat uparatam itin. Wherever bhayam comes, always it goes along with the panchami vibhakti. It's called apadana panchami. That which separates, you know. Bhayat. பூத்வா பகுமதா ஏஷாம் துவாம் லாகவம் யாசியசீனர். ஹேவிங் பீன் ஆனரபிள், பூத்வா பகுமதா, ஹேவிங் பீன் ஆனரபிள் ஃப்ரம் சோ மெனி இயர்ஸ் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி, யூ ஹவ் காட் லாட் ஆஃப் டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆல்சோ, கோல்டு மெடல், பரம வீர சக்கரா, சோ மெனி மெடல்ஸ் யூ ஹவ் காட், திஸ் சைட் அண்ட் திஸ் சைட், ரைட் சைட் அண்ட் லெஃப்ட் சைடு. வீட்டுக்கு போய் பார்த்தா எல்லாம் ஒரு ஹாலுக்கு ஃபுல்லாக மெடல்ஸோ மெடல்ஸ் யூ ஹவ் காட், எல்லாமே லாட் ஆஃப் நேம்ஸ் டைட்டில்ஸ் யூ ஹவ் காட். பூத்வா பகுமதா ஏஷாம் ஹேவிங் பீன் ஆனரபிள் டு தெம் துவாம் லாகவம் யாசியசீனர், யூ வில் கம் டு டிஸ்கிரேஸ். லாகவம் மீன்ஸ் லைட், தே பீப்புள் டேக் யூ வெரி லைட். லகுத்வ பாவ, லகோஹோ பாவா லாகவம், வெரி லைட்னா யூ லூஸ் யுவர் வெயிட்னு அர்த்தம். என்ன வெயிட்? நாட் பாடி வெயிட், யுவர் நேம் அண்ட் ஃபேம் தட் யூ வில் லூஸ் அர்ஜுனா. தேர் ஃபோர் வாட் ஃப்ரம் லௌகிக திருஷ்டி, இது அனதர் ரீசன் இன் லௌகிக திருஷ்டி. ஃப்ரம் ப்ராக்மேட்டிக் ஆங்கிள் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் வெரி மிசரபிள் டு லிவ் அண்ட் கண்டினியூ யுவர் லைஃப் வித்தவுட் name and fame, by losing your name and fame and getting ill fame also. Therefore what?
Avachyavadamscha bahun,
vadishyanti tavahitah nindantastava samarthyam tato dukkhataram nukim.
Normally, all people have only one body. We are all have one body or two bodies? One body. But Kshatriya has got two bodies. Kshatriyas have got two bodies. Immediately we think, how two bodies? And one is this body and they wear armor, kavacham. And then the second body, namma think pandrom. Not that. Kshatriya has got a normal kaya has this body, and this is called mamsa kaya, and another body is yashak kaya. Yashak kaya, mamsa kaya for all people. Kshatriya has got extra body, that is yashak kaya nar kirti, the body of fame nar, the body of fame. Kirtikayaha or Yashakkayaha. Mamsakayaha and Yashakkayaha. A Kshatriya is one who need not care for Mamsakayaha. A Kshatriya is one who never care for Mamsakayaha. Mamsamanna flesh body, fleshy body. But they are very, very particular about their Yashakkayaha. After death, physical body, if it falls, also their yashakkayam continues. Till today, no, that Pandya Rajas, Chola Rajas, no, in any temple you go, which Chola Raja constructed this? Raja Rajendra Chola. Aha. Yenge Raja Rajendra Chola, when he has passed away, no? Long before hell, gone. But till today, even generations later, future generations also remember Raja Rajendra Chola. The Pandya Rajas, Chola Rajas, the temples they have constructed. Once you go there into that Tanjavur temple, you see that Brihadishwaralayam. Immediately, which Raja? Immediately you think out. What Kayam is? Mamsa Kayaha or Yashak Kayaha is continuing there. Yashak Kayaha. Therefore, Arjuna, you are a Kshatriya. You need not bother about the Mamsakayaha. Now you have to think more about what? Yashakkayaha. If you want to think about Yashakkayaha, what you have to do? You want to run away from the battlefield, how to continue the battle here? Therefore, avascha vadamsha bahunana. Not only that, if you run away from the battlefield, asal idu Krishna ku edhukku idu problem? Why Krishna has to talk all these things? And Krishna took avatara purposefully to protect dharma. Krishna took avatara purposefully to protect dharma. Therefore, we remember Krishna, Gopika Krishna. Nanuru Vilayattu Bommayani nam paadrom Bhagavan kitta ukkarndi. But Bhagavan avatara purpose is only to protect righteous people, to destroy unrighteous people, adharmic people. We should not be complacent. What it shows, Lord Krishna avatara purushaha paritranaya sadhunam, we need not care for dharma. When we are living in our life routine, we also should take care of dharma. Our Bhagavan avataram, nama small avataram, where we are in our place, we also be dharmic and we have to perpetuate dharma. I should not close my eyes when adharmic things are going on. Whatever I can do, I have to do. I can take measures to change adharma to dharma if possible. I should not ignore. So it is everyone's job, wherever, whatever way I can work out there, in that place I have to work out. Then only dharma will sustain. Therefore it is the prime job of Lord Krishna. That's why he has to take care of Arjuna's duty in her. Arjuna's duty. Therefore he says, tava ahitaha. Hey Arjuna, tava ahitaha means your enemies. He gives another reason also. He is more clarifying this laukika, practical angle. Not only that, they criticize you or went away out of fear. Not only that, your enemies, you are giving a chance to your enemies to talk about you. Tava ahitaha, your enemies, tava samarthyam nindanti, they criticize your ability. Tava samarthyam nindanti, they criticize your shakti, power, samarthyam, caliber. They doubt your caliber, or they criticize your caliber, they criticize your power. Vadishyanti, they will utter, not only that, bahun avachyavadan. Avachyavadan means unmentionable words. Vachyavadan means mentionable. Avachyavadan means unmentionable. Those words which I cannot even utter with my mouth. Such words they use. And they use those words, they criticize not alone. They talk in front of all people. Therefore they say, when anybody laugh at us, we don't mind. If they laugh in front of others, we mind. Priyaliyo. Nariya proverbs ella iruka. I don't want to say all those proverbs. When if a husband shouts at us, or wife shout at husband, or father, son, some shouting taking place, criticizing. If they tell me, call me personally, if they say, I don't mind Swamini, but they in front of everyone they say, this is our problem. Huh? If in front of everyone they criticize, in front of everyone he shouts at me, in front of everyone the problem. Not shouting is a problem. Not scolding is the problem. Then what is the problem? In front of everyone, that only hurts me so much. Priya, that only hurts me very much. Avacha vadan bahun vadishyanti. Unmentionable. Those words they use, Arjuna. Tataha dukkataram kim. Then that, more than that, what can be more painful than that? No? Listening to such words. No? What more pain is required? No? Doesn't, nothing required. This is enough to kill. No? This is what, while living, a kshatriya, if ill fame comes, no? Is almost as good as dead only. Some people, that is why they suicide. They cannot continue their life because they cannot withstand that ill fame. No? Bad name, they cannot withstand, they die. So, like that, people will talk about you. That's not fair on your part. Okay? As you are a great warrior, why you have to get such a type of bad name, Arjuna? Therefore, what? Is the final what? No? Yudhyasvana. Therefore, Yudhyasva. He is concluding this topic. And the pragmatic angle he is concluding. Hato va prapsyasi svargam.
Hato va prapsyasi svargam.
Jitva va bhokshase mahim. Tasmadutishtha kaunteya.
Yuddhaya
krita nischayaham.
Yuddhaya
Now he presents win-win situation. You know, win-win situation. Successful, I am a successful person in the life. Anna, enna? What do you mean by success? Anna? Success means a capacity to withstand in failure is called success. Capacity to withstand in failure is called success. That life is called successful life. Then only you are really a successful person. Successful life is nothing but capacity to withstand in every failure without bending our head. I am ready to face this. It is not a failure. It is a stepping stone for me. It is not a failure, but it is a stepping stone for me further future success in my life. Like that we have to take. Therefore, Arjuna, either if you fight in this battlefield, suppose you die, you will get Veera Swargam. Swargam is already booked for you if you die. Suppose you win the war, you get kingdom. Hatova Swargam Prapsyasi. If you die in the battlefield, you will get Swargam. In the Kshatriya who fight in this dharmic yuddha, suppose he dies, he will go to heaven according to Dharma Shastra. Or Jitva. Suppose you win the battlefield here. Jitva Mahim Bhokshase. You can enjoy this pleasure kingdom. All these pleasures are for your sake only. Entire kingdom you can enjoy. Bhokshase. You can enjoy the kingdom. You will enjoy the kingdom. Kingly pleasures. Raja Bhogam Manartham. This is called win-win situation. Here, if you win here, you get kingdom. That is also winning only. Even if you die in the battlefield by fighting, while fighting, you go to Swarga. You are winning the Swarga. Win and win. Win-win situation. Who will get this type of opportunity? Therefore, take a bow. No? Don't keep down. Tasmat. Therefore what? Kritanischayaha vrittishthana. Yuddhaya kritanischayaha uttishthana. May you get up. Therefore, you get up. Get up and what Arjuna doing, you know? He is sitting in the radham, in the chariot. By leaving his bow and arrow, he is sitting in the chariot. Therefore, get up. One can fight by sitting or standing. Ordinary fighting a wheat and our standing da. When you are fighting in the house, at home also, we are standing and fighting. Ilya, but what about Kurukshetra Yuddham? How can you fight? And therefore, Arjuna, Uttishtha, get up. With what attitude you have to get up? Yuddhaya Krita Nischayaha. To fight, having resolved to fight. I am going to fight in this battlefield. With this conclusion you have to get up. Arjuna, get up. Once for good, no, you have to get up. Either you want to go to Swarga, you want to enjoy kingly pleasures. Both ways you are the beneficiary. Both the ways you are the beneficiary. You have to get up. Hey Kaunteya. So you are not any unknown person to me. Kaunteya, my aunt, you know, Kunti is Krishna's aunt, Atta, Atta Payan, no, relation also is reminding, I am the well-wisher of you, I am not an unknown person walking on the road, suddenly coming and advising you, don't think like that, I am a familiar, friendly, a relative for you and I am well wisher of you. He Kaunteya, Kunti Putra, Uttishtha, Yuddhaya Kritanischaya Uttishtha. Next shloka.
Sukha Dukhe Same Kritva. Labha Labhau Jaya Jayau. Tato Yuddhaya Yujyasva. Naivam Papam Avapsyasi.
Now Lord Krishna coming to a new topic. From 12th shloka onwards up to 30th shloka, Sankhya Yoga topic is over. From 12th shloka onwards up to 30th shloka, and the Sankhya Yoga topic is over. Now he is entering into a new topic known as Karma Yoga topic. Karma Yoga topic is a very, very important topic. Sankhya Yoga means Atma Tattva Vijnanam is called Sankhyam in artham. Atma Tattva Vijnanam is called Sankhyam. So until now, 11th shloka onwards up to 25th shloka, he gave Sankhya Yoga topic. Now the Karma Yoga topic comes. This is the foundation verse of for Karma Yoga. From this shloka onwards, Lord Krishna dealing with Karma Yoga. Even though this chapter name is called Sankhya Yoga, since this is a introductory summary. Do you remember introductory summary? The entire Bhagavad Gita is summarized in this chapter. Therefore, what are all the topics are coming, the important topics he has to point out here, he has to bring here in this chapter. Therefore, Karma Yoga topic is very, very important topic. Sankhya Yoga means connected to Veda Anta Bhaga. Veda Anta Bhaga. Karma Yoga topics belong to Veda Purva Bhaga. Veda Purva Bhaga. So here, Veda Purva Bhaga is coming called Dharma Shastra. We can call it as Dharma Shastra. Dharma Shastra means from what meaning standpoint you have to take in a religious. Religion meaning we have given to Dharma. That is called Dharma means religion, rituals, that Veda Purva Bhaga, Karma Kanda Bhaga. Karma Kanda Upasana Bhagam. So that comes Karma Yoga. End portion is called Vedanta, it's called Sankhyam. Sankhya Yoga part. Now what Lord Krishna says, Karma Yoga means, we have to understand very important point. By Sankhya Yoga, that means Jnana Yoga, one can attain moksha, jnanam. Even through Karma Yoga also one can attain moksha. Through Karma Yoga. What is Karma Yoga is going to explain later. Why Lord Krishna introducing Karma Yoga, that's what I want to tell you. What is Karma Yoga, he is going to talk. So I am not talking about that. Why he is introducing that Karma Yoga, I am telling now. Sankhya Yoga leads to moksha. Arjuna asked Krishna, hey Krishna, what is shreyas for me? You tell me about that. Lord Krishna said, this Sankhyam, Atma Tattva Jnanam, will lead to moksha, shreyas. Not only that, even karma yoga also will lead to moksha or shreyas. Therefore, from the karma yoga standpoint, you have to take up this battlefield. You have to do your duty from a karma yoga angle. Karma yoga angle, you have to do this fighting. Through that, you get moksha. How? I will tell you. Only karma yoga, separate chapter. The next chapter, third chapter, is called karma yoga. How one can take up karma yoga in one's life, and how one can cross over this samsara, and how one can get moksha. That is also moksha karanam, karma yoga also. But Sankhya yoga is the direct means, karma yoga is the indirect means. Sankhya yoga is a direct means, but karma yoga is a indirect means, but it is also a means. For what? Moksha. Either you go by bus, or you go by train, or you go by flight to Delhi, reaching where? Delhi only. Either one person can go by roadway, or one person can go by airway. Both are going to reach Delhi. Like that, Sankhya yoga person also going to get moksha, and the karma yogi also going to get moksha. Now that also I will teach you. Therefore he says, this is the foundation verse in matter, seed verse. How you have to fight after taking up your, now you are worrying, what? This karma, ghora karma, it will lead to papam, it will not give shreyas for me. You are thinking? I will tell you, by taking the bow and arrow into your hand, fighting in this battlefield, you will get moksha. I guarantee you. Namave mudile. Inna kannu moodi ukkanundu edho Krishna Ramanu sonna japam pannada moksham varum. You fight in this battlefield, not that ordinary fighting, killing Bhishma Drona, you get moksha. Namave mudiliye. You have to, that's why you have to rely upon Bhagavan's words. Tremendous faith is required. When the duty is more unpleasant, generally we want to go away from that duty. Pleasant duty everybody wants to do. Unpleasant duty, when it comes in front of us, very difficult to put our mind into that duty. Very difficult. But Lord Krishna says, I will give you a clue how you have to perform your duty even in unpleasant situation. Unfavorable situation, unpleasant situation, even the duty is also unpleasant. I will tell you how to perform without any disturbance in your mind. I am here for that sake only, Arjuna. I want to show you the way for you. So every person has to face unpleasant situation, unpleasant duty, inevitable to perform. Therefore, such a time, what type of mind you have to entertain? How you have to do? Without disturbance, like a lotus leaf madri, eppadi pannanum adhe? Enakku theriyum andha veli, nu solraaru. Andha veli enakku theriyum. While doing that unpleasant duty, but it is your duty. Okay, for you it is unpleasant. I will tell you the trick. How you have to do? Sukha dukkhe same kritva. Look at the sukha, pleasure and pain same. Namma enna solluvom? Poyittu va nu solluvom. Whoever gives this advice, we say, go. Now, how can I see sukha and dukkha same? Here only we have to understand. It doesn't mean seeing sukha and dukkha as same. We should not take literally. Sukham is sukham. Pleasure is pleasure. Pain is pain. How can I see pleasure as pain, pain as pleasure? Na? Samammana. Sukhamu? Dukkham madrida. Dukkham? Sukham madrida. Abhidane, same anna. Sukhamu, dukkham, rundu varya madrida. Sukham, dukkham da, sukham, dukkham, dukkham, sukham, unnu da. Same anna, adhidane artham arde. Same anna. நான் என்ன மென்டலாக என்ன சுவாமினி சுகம் என்ன துக்கமாக துக்கம்னு சுகமாக என்ன சுகம் சுகமாக தான் பார்க்கணும் துக்கம் துக்கமாக பார்க்கறது ரைட் விஷன் ஓகே சீயிங் த ப்ளஷர் ஆஸ் ப்ளஷர் சீயிங் த பெயின் ஆஸ் பெயின் இஸ் த ரைட் விஷன் சீயிங் த ப்ளஷர் ஆஸ் ப்ளஷர் ஆஸ் பெயின் பெயின் ஆஸ் ப்ளஷர் இஸ் ராங் விஷன் தென் வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை சமம் ஹவு டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சமம் என்ன நாட் சீயிங் ப்ளஷர் ஆஸ் பெயின் பெயின் ஆஸ் ப்ளஷர் சமம் மீன்ஸ் யுவர் ரெஸ்பாண்ட் லெவல் யுவர் ரியாக்ஷன் லெவல் பி சமம் நாட் லுக்கிங் அட் த சுக துக்கம் சமம் நாட் அட் த சுக துக்க லெவல் சீயிங் தெம் ஆஸ் சமம் நாட் த சேம் They will never be same. எப்படி ஆகும் சேம் எப்படி ஆகும் They say சுகப்பிரசவம் ஒன்னா சுகப்பிரசவம் டெலிவரி இஸ் சுகமா யார் ஹூ வில் அக்செப்ட் டெலிவரி பெயின்ஸ் ஷீஸ் கிரையுங்கன்னா பெயின்ஸாக இருந்தே இருந்தா அது மாதிரி பெயின் இஸ் பெயின் எப்பவுமே பெயின் பெயின் தான் அது எப்படி சுகம் ஆக முடியும் ஆனால் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணாஸ் இன்டென்ஷன் இஸ் அந்த சுகம் வரும்போது துக்கம் வரும்போது கூட மே யூ நாட் என்டர்டெயின் எனி லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ் யுவர் ரெஸ்பாண்ட் லெவல் யூ ஹாவ் கண்ட்ரோல் யூ கெனாட் சேஞ்ச் த ப்ளஷரபிள் சிச்சுவேஷன் இன்டு பெயின் ஆர் பெயின் இன்டு ப்ளஷர் யூ ஹாவ் நோ கண்ட்ரோல் பட் லுக்கிங் அட் சுகா துக்கா யுவர் ஆட்டிடியூட் யூ கேன் சேஞ்ச் That attitudinal change at your response level, at your reaction level, your reciprocation, how you have to respond. அங்கே சமமாக இருக்கணும் அண்ணா ராகத்வேஷம் இல்லாமலே இருன்னு அர்த்தம் இது எப்படியோ முன்ன கொஞ்சம் கிளாரிஃபிகேஷன் தேவை இல்லையா மோர் தட் வில் சீ இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹி ஓம்